other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Boy, we had an amazing interview last hour with Ellen Castle. Practices law and teaches law in D.C. She said, martial law, folks, total dictatorship. That's what Chertoff and Viet Dan and Ashcroft and Gonzalez, that's what they're setting up. Has nothing to do with terrorism. The end of the Bill of Rights, the end of America, saying they're absolute dictators. Openly saying it. We are the law. We are above the law. We can take your rights. We can arrest you for no reason. We can torture you until death. Up until death. And if you die, it's not our fault. Federally funded checkpoints everywhere. Trade deficit exploding. Our debt exploding. Our freedoms disappearing. Face scanning and license plate scanning. Cameras going up everywhere. Police command centers that track and trace all your cell phones in real time and can listen to your audio, even when your phone's off, using them as bugs. This is all mainstream news, all in your face, but the borders are wide open. Steve in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead, Steve.
Great show, Alex. Alex, I don't mean to change the subject, but you know how you're always fighting this campaign against Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yes.
Well, remember in, I don't know if you remember, in December of last year, 2004, just a month ago, he was addressing a group of women and children, and he made a very nasty comment. It was on Lou Dobbs, and I have the audio queued up. Did you want to hear it?
Will you mail it to me?
Yeah, sure. Do you want to hear it now, or?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, hold on. We'll take about 30 seconds.
Add another to the list of offhand remarks from Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. This one made at the opening of the California Governor's Conference on Women and Children, when several nurses protested the governor's health care policies. The nurses were promptly escorted out of the Schwarzenegger event. And what Schwarzenegger did next has sparked outrage.
Pay no attention to those voices over there, by the way. This is a special interest, if you know what I mean, okay? The special interest just don't like me in Sacramento, because I'm always kicking their butt. That's why they don't like me.
Schwarzenegger added with a laugh.
Okay, you got it?
What? Now, yeah, maybe I'm dense, but what was the last thing you said?
He said, I don't like the special interests because I'm always kicking their butts. What it was a group of women protesters that were protesting against his health care policy for the state of California, and then they escorted them out of there, and he was real egotistical and arrogant. I already have this already copied for you if you want me to send it to you.
Yeah, well, I mean, Schwarzenegger just 10 years ago used to blow up and start screaming and cussing at press conferences. I mean, he's a nut.
Right. Well, I mean, they're saying that he was, there was something else on this clip. I don't want to play it, but it's just saying that basically the women group was not real happy with him. He's definitely not a lover of peace and civil rights, that's for sure.
Well, I wonder why they had him kicked out of the meeting.
Well, I don't know. They didn't have him kicked. This wasn't a meeting. He wasn't kicked out of it. They kicked these women out.
No, the women. I understand. I'm saying, why do they have him kicked out?
I don't know. You'll have to see the clip because I don't want to explain it on there. But it was on Lou Dobbs' business report. And so, and also one other thing I want to tell you, that clip that I'm going to be sending you from Meet the Press, there was nothing mentioned about Arnold Schwarzenegger being president. Maybe that was from some other news.
Yeah, that was a caller saying that.
Yeah, I don't think it was on that one, but they mentioned Jack Kemp being, or not Jack Kemp, but Newt Gingrich running for president, possibly.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so anyways, it's a very good clip, but they do talk about the Armstrong-Williams thing in detail, and you appreciate that, but I just want to say keep up the good work, Alex.
All right, thank you for the call. Very interesting. Now, Arnold Schwarzenegger is a monster, folks, and that's why we have ArnoldExposed.com. Coming up is Pat Shannon, American Free Press. We knew the BATF was doing drills where they were blowing up Ryder trucks full of ammonium nitrate out in the desert. But now we have actual documents and more details that Pat Shannon has broken. This is coming up. Believe me, this is so important when we're talking about government-sponsored terrorism. By the way, a lot of new stuff posted at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart piece by piece and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You've heard about POS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight Central Time, blasting out on the AM and FM dial from California to upstate New York, simulcasting on Global Shortwave during the day at 9.985 on WWCR, the big blowtorch, and at night at 3210, also on WWCR, the 100,000-watt blowtorch, and the Internet at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We had a guest on in the last hour talking about the nightmare developments of Chertoff and Gonzalez saying Bush is above the law and discussing how they can torture people right up until death. And then even if they die, it's not torture. This is in the memos. This is public. And I know we haven't gotten to a lot of your calls. We'll try to later in this hour. We just got a lot of guests coming on today. OKC bombshell implicates feds in Mara blast. Now, again, they even had a little Discovery Channel piece many years ago where they mentioned that the BATF had done tests blowing up Ryder trucks, but didn't say that it was right before the April 19th, 95 bombing, or that the guy that ran the program was there on the ground in Oklahoma City, or that he's the guy that called the media and said it's AMFO within 10 minutes of the blast taking place. And I've interviewed police officers that investigated it. You know, I put it in my film. I've covered it. It's been out there. But now more documents, more revelations have come out on this. Also, one of the chief FBI officers over the terrorism team had claimed he was in Dallas and drove, because of bad weather, didn't fly, to Oklahoma City minutes after he heard of the bombing. Well, it came out a few years ago, and this is in Road to Tyranny. They got the actual hotel receipts. He was there the day before. This is admitted. And he lied to Newsweek and others saying he drove to Oklahoma. So, and we have copies of the receipt at the hotel. So we got all these guys there on the ground, and we have the police on video in Road to Tyranny saying, look, 2 minutes after the blast, the BATF was in full bomb gear. They showed up. They said, we were told not to come into work today. The judges were told not to come into work that day. This is police and firemen and FBI. This is on the record. And then the feds have all these surveillance camera tapes and don't try to use them in the trial against Nichols and McVeigh, even though police that have seen those tapes say it shows other bombers. So the feds were told this was a drill. They always cover up. When Putin's FSB in 99 got caught planting bombs in a fourth building, they'd already blown up three apartment buildings. Moscow police were good guys. They set up a sting operation. They caught FSB, the new name of the KGB at the time, planting hexogen bombs on the pillars. They busted them, had the hexogen. Putin sent in armed people, made them turn them loose, arrested police that had reported it. FSB members have now gone public about it. They claimed it was a drill when they got caught. 9/11, they were doing drills of hijacked jets flying into the World Trade Center, Pentagon, and 15 other sites around the country. That way NORAD thought it was a drill until it really became real. They always do this in case they get caught. So let me read part of what Pat Shannon's written, then we'll go to the man himself, who's on the road, and we appreciate him joining us. After nearly a decade, shocking suppressed evidence emerges only moments after an enormous blast blew away most of the facade and the full quarter of the eastern end of the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City in 95. The FBI and Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, BATF, began to release evidence implicating two men and two men only, who they claimed were solely responsible. The evidence later showed that Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols had confessed to the impossible. At first, several independent investigators came forward to complain that there was an obvious cover-up. Now they call it an ongoing cover-up of a cover-up. And now even the new OKC Museum contradicts the official theory of what happened on April 19th. Officials in charge at the time still refused to discuss anything other than the manufactured spin. McVeigh and Nichols, as convicted by the courts, mixed up a large batch of ammonium nitrate fuel, or AMFO, a mild explosive used by farmers to blow up stumps and demolish several square blocks of downtown Oklahoma City with a devastating blast that could be heard miles away. In reality, the AMFO story was born 10 minutes after the blast when a high-ranking BATF official by the name of Harry Everhart witnessed the blast from nearby and called the BATF office in Dallas to excitedly announced someone has just blown up the federal building in Oklahoma City with a truckload of AMFO. Some reporters and investigators who have looked objectively at the bombing now argue that neither Everhart nor anyone else could have correctly deduced in such a short time exactly what caused the explosion. According to government documents released later, Everhart was experienced in loading large amounts of ammonium nitrate fertilizer in a vehicle for use as a terrorist truck bomb, and his presence in the midst of the second worst terrorist attack in U.S. history looms suspicious to this day. And giving us the details of that, how months and months prior to this, they were doing drills of blowing up trucks out in the desert. And guess who was over this? Mr. Everhart, who just so happened. This is incredible. Thanks for holding during that diatribe. Pat Shannon, American Free Press, good to have you on with us.
How are you, Alex? Long time.
Absolutely. I want to get you back up about your book here in the near future, which I've excitedly been reading.
Okay.
People can read your article at InfoWars.com or link through to American Free Press. Give us the rest of the details.
Well, it's very, very suspicious. This guy Everhart, as you just mentioned, would be on the scene. You see, he had gone to Congress, our ATF had, the year before, and had acquired $1 million or so to go do this ANFO testing out of fear, in quotes, we put that, of some ammonium nitrate fuel oil terrorist attacks in America. Yet research shows there had not been one since 1970. And that was at Madison, Wisconsin, the anti-war protest explosions in university.
which has been linked back to Dick Nixon.
All right.
I would just add that caveat. Go ahead.
I should add parenthetically that contrary to the news reports, the first World Trade Center bombing in February 93 was composed of urea nitrate and was not ANPO, according to the FBI.
And the FBI paid Ahmad Salam to cook the bomb and gave him the detonators and let it go forward.
Under the pretense that it would be talcum powder or something else that wouldn't explode. That's right.
Please continue, though, with the current bombing we're discussing.
Well, as you mentioned, this is really not hot news, but it has been very suppressed news. We released this at Media Bypass back in about 97. But the just as the tapes, from across the street were confiscated by the FBI, everything, when we go into investigating this thing deeply, everything points back to some agency of the government. FBI was so active in the cover-up, they didn't want to know anything else except what pertained to McVeigh and Nichols. Well, but back to Harry Everhart, he's the chief in charge of this ATF operation, and indeed they do go to New Mexico in late 94 and early 95. They were blowing up cars out there in the New Mexico desert and testing ammonium nitrate fuel oil. Now, what are the odds of the same man who had gone to Washington to get the funding for these experiments should be standing on the street in Oklahoma City at the moment that at that time the largest so-called terrorist attack in America takes place.
And what are the odds that the former head of the FBI hostage rescue team and one of the high-level officers would be there the night before and would lie to Newsweek and say that he got there the day of the event, that he drove there?
Well, that's right. And as you mentioned, the motel receipts hung him.
Let's go over that a little bit.
That wasn't my story. That was broken by J.D. Cash a couple of years ago, and he had the details on that. But
that's admitted. That's even been in the Associated.
The motel computer had the guy. What's his name? I'm slipping off my tongue right now.
That's why I was going to you.
It'll pop in my head when I'm not on air. And here the motel receipts in the computer showed that he was plainly there on the morning of the 19th, checking in after midnight on the 18th, and was there all day. So it's they can lie all they want, but some things like photographs and computers, they can't get past.
Now again, what are the chances though of this gentleman Harry Everhart, who ran this operation of testing these fuel oil bombs and vehicles, and who's going to Congress to get money, now he just so happens to be there. He's the guy that calls in the official story.
Right. And of course, he made it official because we later proved, and on our video documentary, we show that it was impossible that ammonium nitrate fuel oil even went off there. And there are two blatant reasons physically. One is that there are flames always accompany the an ANPO explosion, and there were none inside the Murrow Building. If you look at the videos today, you'll see that the only flames and smoke are coming from the cars in the parking lot across the street of the General Record Building. And there also nitrate gas is always in the area, and without a gas mask, it's not safe to go in the area for up to an hour.
And this is Project Dipole Mite, where they practice blowing up cars, van trucks, and a classified U.S. program, and now new files and documents obtained by the Department of the Treasury through the Freedom of Information Act request the U.S. government initiated a comprehensive ANFO and C4 bomb testing program. I mean, this is ridiculous. We've got these high-level officers from FBI and BATF. They're on the ground, but they don't want us to see the videotapes. And we have police saying that the BATF was there 2 minutes after the bomb, saying, oh, we were told not to come into work today.
The whole thing has been a giant cover-up from 3 minutes after nine that morning, even up to the point of where, they get these two clowns from Buffalo to write this book allegedly quoted to them by Tim McVeigh. And in it, they had McVeigh confessing to the impossible, such as some of the things we just talked about. Excuse me. But those two reporters, one was named Herbeck. I don't even like to quote the name of their book on the air anymore because it's just such a fraud. I think it was fed to them by probably CIA or NSA or someone else out of Washington, D.C., fed them all this information. I doubt seriously if they ever talked to Tim McVeigh more than 15 minutes, if at all. They claimed they talked to him while he was on death row for 75 hours.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com. All right, folks. The headline and the individual was Danny Colson, high-level FBI chief. Headline, early arrival in Oklahoma. Now, again, he told Newsweek and Time and everybody that why he heard news of the bombing and there was bad weather in Dallas, so he couldn't catch a plane that was like an hour flight, even though they went and checked the records and it showed that the flights were all flying, everything was fine, there was no wait. You know, he didn't buy the $55, $60 ticket for the less than an hour flight to Oklahoma City from DFW or Love Field. He told Newsweek and Time, I drove and got there that afternoon. I drove at speeds of 90 miles an hour. Oh, turns out you checked into the hotel with your signature and everything. 9 hours before the bombing, at least. And it's admitted, though, from the government's own documents, records indicate that this ANFO explosives expert and his associates had destroyed at least 8 vehicles in test bombing experiments at a secret range in the New Mexico desert 12 months prior to the OKC bombing. And that individual was Harry Eberhardt, and he'd been with some of the high-level White House organizations dealing with anti-terrorism, the National Response Team, NRT, assigned to the National Security Council staff. Funny, it was National Security staff that did the drill on 9/11 of flying hijacked jets into buildings. Did you know that, Pat Shannon?
I had read that, and we find it, you know, quite perplexing that they would want to fund this 10 years ago.
Well, the National Security Council staff, man, they're just, they just are always running the exact same drill at the exact same place as it happens.
Well, they're psychic, aren't they?
The magical, I've read articles about these guys, and wow, they are maybe psychic. Please continue.
Well, I was speaking about the two authors of the book about McVeigh, that the information in there, we are convinced, did not come from McVeigh, or very little of it would have, and they just had him confessing to everything that the government would want him to say, to take the full load and before they so-called executed him. Well, I just don't buy it, and these two authors claim they spent 75 hours on the telephone with McVeigh while he was on death row. That's a very dubious statement. You know, it's hard, it's difficult for anyone to just in the federal penitentiary to get on the phone for more than 15 minutes.
Well, you can look at video. McVeigh was drugged out of his gourd, and he also had a special doctor attending to him.
Well, you mean on the execution day?
Even before that, he had a special psychologist helping him.
Oh, yeah, that was the old MK Ultra boy from California.
Yeah, a guy who came up in congressional hearings, Jolly and West.
Yeah, Jolly West. Well, anyhow, I maintain that these guys hardly ever, if ever, talked to McVeigh. They were fed this information from out of Washington, D.C., and they wrote the book as they were told to write it, and to implicate McVeigh and Nichols and no one else.
But, I mean, for police out there listening, Pat, detectives, whoever, or people that have two brain cells, come on, you're not going to have all these top anti-terrorism guys and the guy that's practicing blowing up trucks full of ammonium nitrate on the ground right when it happens. I mean, number one, that's impossible if they're not involved, obviously. And then number two, the police say they ran up to him and said, yeah, we were told not to come into work today.
Well, you know, I've since I wrote the article even just a week ago, I've uncovered a, I'd uncovered him, but I now have had an appointment with a former CIA operative who was a contract man within the Secret Service, ATF, and FBI doing various jobs. You know, just to remind your listeners, and I'm sure you're well aware, CIA was never supposed to do anything domestically since they were formed in 1947, strictly international espionage.
National Security Act.
Yes, well, they got around that by not ever sending any of their actual employees or agents in, but they would use contract men to infiltrate. This man infiltrated the Ku Klux Klan in the late 80s, and actually became Tim McVeigh's shadow at that time, and met with him at gun shows and elsewhere, and was able to tell us a whole lot of information about insight with McVeigh. But one of the most shocking things that he's told us that we're still checking out is that Oklahoma City was not the only target, and Little Rock, Arkansas, indeed was a target up until the final day, and that was one that I think they chose because McVeigh wanted to get a particular building. McVeigh was involved. Let's not dodge that part. But he was very much a patsy and was being used the whole time. And
well, yeah, they take a guy, they sheep dip him, and then he goes into intelligence, and then they hang him out to dry, shoot him up with the drugs after they grab him. That's the end of the story.
That's right, just like an Oswald, or the two Oswalds.
Yeah, I mean, they could have done it even more, I guess, out in the open, maybe held him up in front of somebody dying of cancer and had the guy walk up and shoot him.
Yeah, but nevertheless, we're still going to check out some of the veracity of this Little Rock story, but it's shocking in that this man has told us on the record, on tape, that there were literally hundreds of people and a dozen federal agencies who knew very well that the bombing was coming down in Oklahoma on April 19th, 1995.
We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
About this for 10 hours, my friends. We're going to go over some more of the evidence, then take your calls at 1-800-259-9231. If you want to find out what really happened at Oklahoma City, my friends, there's a lot of great sources of information out there. But my film, 9-11, The Road to Tyranny, for those of you that haven't seen it, goes into Nero burning Rome to blame it on the Christians. Now it's admitted the sinking of the Maine to blame it on the Spanish for the Spanish-American War with William McKinley's Navy. Then we go into Pearl Harbor with prior knowledge. Then we go into Operation Northwoods, the official U.S. government plan where they wanted to bomb buildings and hijack jets and fly them into things to blame it on foreign enemies. This is the official U.S. government plan that got green-lighted as an operation until Kennedy said no to the plan. Then we go into the first World Trade Center bombing, where the FBI cooked the bomb and trained the drivers. It's admitted. Then we go into Oklahoma City for about 40 minutes of the two and a half hour film on VHS, almost 3 hour film on DVD, and then we spend another 35 minutes on 9/11, showing how that was an inside job. Then we get into the police state, why they want these terrorist attacks. So that's why the film is so powerful, is it covers a brief history of world terrorism. It gets into Putin blowing up his own buildings. It spends a few minutes on that. It just covers so much. Masters of Terror is about 70% just on 9/11. We spend an hour and a half on 9/11 and then 30 minutes on some other government-sponsored terror events just bam, 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 going through dozens of them. That film's a little over 2 hours long. They're both $25.95 a piece, but if you order three or more of any of my 11 films, they drop down to $20 a piece. That's an $18 discount. But right now, you can get Road to Tyranny, the DVD, again, 170 minutes long, for $24.95. Each additional copy, $5.95. So you can get four or five extra copies and give them as gifts. Take advantage of this. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Order via the safe, secure online shopping cart. Or call toll-free to get the films. Don't wait. Expose these murderers. 1-888-253-3139. Frankly, I put my life on the line to expose this along with a lot of other great people. And at least you can do, folks, is help us get it out to folks. Get my videos, make copies of them. I don't care. 1-888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or if you want instant access to all of my films, dozens of other films, my weekly TV reports, all of it, it's on PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. There's like five new videos that are going up this week. Three of them have already gone up. We've got just so much there. Mr. Hopsinger's video, Muhammad Atta and the Venice Flying Circus, that just went up. My interview with Dean Haglund of the X-Files about why they made that episode for the Lone Gunman about a remote-controlled jet to be flown to the World Trade Center by the government to create martial law, how he thinks the CIA may have planted that on them. Oh, yeah, that's the type of stuff that is on PrisonPlanet.tv. Before we get back into your incredible article that does bring in a lot of new information and puts it all together with the older information, tell us about American Free Press and tell us about your book and tell us about the incredible work you've done, Pat Shannon.
Well, most of that can be found at my website, PatShannon.com, and just remember that there are no O's in my Shannon, all A's. Alex, the only time I ever made all A's in my life. But it's www.PatShannon.com. And also, incidentally, on there, near the top of that site, first page, are the evidence and the from NBC's own clips of the charges going off in the Trade Center building as they were demolished. And what we did, we took some stills from the NBC video, a few seconds apart, and sprang them in there. Then, of course, we also quoted Van Romero, the infamous professor from New Mexico. He definitely was an expert, an engineer out there, who came out the same afternoon. You will remember who said it was. You know, it looks like a demolition, because that's exactly what it was.
Well, Pat, I had an engineer, family friend, Jimmy Wright, who lives in Fredericksburg, but also lives in New York and Houston. Very prominent, and he's there in the World Financial Center. He was on my show an hour after the buildings fell that morning, and he said, the most beautiful controlled demolition I've ever seen.
No, it really was.
And then Building 7 wasn't even hit by a jet aircraft, and if you've been at Ground Zero, it's way far away from other buildings that Silverstein didn't own, but it catches on fire and falls. And we got the firefighters telling AP reporters, get back, we're about to demolish it. Then Silverstein comes out and says, we demolished it.
Yeah, 1 year later, he admitted on PBR.
Folks, look, for people that are listening to us, Oklahoma City, you got the head FBI people there on the ground and then lying about it. We've got, admittedly, this head BATF bombing expert who did seven different truck bombs out in the desert and car bombs. He's there on the ground, and BATF runs up to cops, and the cops go, what are you doing in full bomb gear? 2 minutes after, they go, oh, we were here, we were told to get out of the building. Now, and that was lower-level BATF that obviously wasn't involved and was, again, told it was part of a sting. And they always use these drills as a cover. But Pat, give us a phone number or information how we get your books.
Well, as I say, the best way is just go to the website and www.PatShannon.com. My new book that's just out in the last few months is called Maybe the People Have the Answers. It's a history lesson. I cover a whole lot of things. Chapter 7, the final chapter, is all about the Trade Center deception. But there's a whole lot since the War of Federal Intervention in 1861 of how we've been deceived by the Federales and by government. And many of the things, of course, with the captured news media, without people like you spreading the word, we don't have a free press in America anymore, and that's very, very difficult for most Americans to admit.
All right, let's go over some of your article here. Again, we've got this chief BATF guy, expert in truck bombs, gets $1 million from Congress to test bombs. He's there on the ground. It goes, contrary to media reports, the World Trade Center bomb of February 93 was composed of urea nitrate, not ANFO, according to the FBI. Continues, despite only one known case in almost 25 years, why did Clinton's NSC, National Security Council, they just keep being involved every time, anticipate a need for detailed information regarding ANFO vehicle bomb attacks a few months prior to Oklahoma City blast? Treasury's own official documents reveal the intensity of interest. In fact, a brief summary of Project Dipole Mite is featured in the BATF's 94 annual report to Congress. There were enough clandestine characters hanging around Oklahoma City to fill a James Bond movie during the days prior to the crime. BATF's paid informant, Carol Howe, had provided information that the Murrow Building was one of the potential targets. On April 6, Kerry Gagin gave U.S. Marshals in Denver the information that a federal building would be blown up either in Denver or Oklahoma City within 2 weeks. He had not only personally delivered timers and blasting caps to a Middle Eastern group, but had sat in on a meeting where the blueprints of the Murrow Building were on display. Now, again, these are these Iraqis trained in the 80s as Republican Guard by our military, brought in by George Bush Sr. and Clinton, that's Washington Times, L.A. Times, in 92 and 93, brought into the U.S. They're the go-betweens. McVeigh's with them. They carry out the bombing. Police arrest them. They're ordered by Clinton to release them. They leave the country. They're caught with bomb-making materials and blue jogging suits in their bags as they fly out of the country. So, again, the government likes to use these contractors, these go-between individuals. Then 38 minutes before the blast on April 19th, the Department of Justice in Washington received an anonymous telephone call warning that the Murrow Building was about to be blown up, but took no action. And it goes on and on and on. Please continue, Pat Shannon.
Well, that Kerry Gagin is a very interesting character. I've met with him and talked by phone many, many times, many interviews. He's back in jail now for some trumped-up charges. We're not exactly sure what it is. He's in Colorado, but it was to silence him. We are certain of that. Hoppe Heidelberg and an Oklahoma City investigative committee a few years ago got Kerry Gagin into Oklahoma City and put him on video.
And that was the grand juror.
Hoppe Heidelberg was the grand juror who was removed back in 95. That's correct. And he has since, formed his own investigation committee because he was intrigued by the whole thing. I can tell you that Hoppe Heidelberg knows as much about the deception of this case as anybody in the world. And he and I are very close, and we talk often about it. And he, of course, introduced me to Kerry Gagin when they finally tracked him down. But Gagin has a most intriguing story to tell, and I'm not going to take up a lot of time this morning talking about it. Once again, they can pull up my Oklahoma City section on the website and read the articles, the lengthy articles we wrote about him. But he actually played both ends against the middle. He was offered $250,000 by the terrorists to go into Mexico and meet with some European terrorists and pick up some timers and detonators and get them back across the line into the States. The reason they wanted to use him is he was an experienced drug trafficker. He admits that. He says he was no choir boy. But he did successfully get back across the border with them, and he delivered them, and he collected his $250,000. Then he discovered, as an old jailhouse lawyer, that the feds were willing to pay up to a $2 million reward for any citizen who would stop a terrorist attack. So Gagin, being an astute businessman, went to the other side. He went to the U.S. Marshals Service in Denver, where he lived, and he told them what was going on and could he keep the $250,000, and they said absolutely. No problem there, just keep talking with us. But to protect himself, he was smart enough to get written permission from the U.S. attorney. He actually got a letter absolving him of any crimes. This mysteriously disappeared later, by the way, after Stephen Jones became McVeigh's attorney, and Jones apparently has deep-sixed this letter, but we do have the copies and the evidence of it. Well, one thing led to another, and Gagin was right up in the midst of this thing, and he was reporting, and as I mentioned, that April 6th, the report he gave to Marshals was only the final one of many.
All right, let me recap this.
They just ignored them.
Let me recap this for folks that just joined us. We have this head BATF bomb expert who's got congressional funding from the National Security Council, the same people that always run a drill of the exact same thing happening in real time at the very place it's happening. That way, if they get caught doing their work, it's just part of the drill. This guy is there on the ground as the bombing happens. He calls it in to the BATF and the media that it was an ANFO bomb within 10 minutes. This is Harry Everhart. I mean, again, a two-year-old can figure this out, Pat.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you say to the police out there that are still thinking this government isn't completely criminal?
Well, I can't imagine there being any cops on the job that haven't already figured it out. They would have to be all awfully naive.
Well, maybe this truck bombing expert just happened to be there. I mean, maybe the BATF just happened to get a warning to get out of the building. I mean, just maybe, you know, maybe pigs fly, Pat.
Well, you know, who would warn them? Don't forget, the government's cover story is that they were the target. McVeigh was targeting them, remember?
Of course, nobody warned the daycare center.
That's right. Now, why would you warn your target? I know, it's ridiculous. Now, incidentally, backtracking a second, what you mentioned the First Trade Center bombing in 93. Do you remember the date of that, offhand? I'll tell you, it was Friday, February 26th.
Yes.
2 days before the hit at Waco. Now, I don't have any answers to this, but I've always been perplexed. Was one of those intended to be a cover-up for the other?
Well, that's what I've heard, yes.
A smokescreen?
Yes. I think Waco was clearly the smokescreen. And then again, we have our friends, the BATF, setting that up as well.
I don't know. It's always bothered me.
Well, tyranny is when criminals take control of the government. And now these criminals have these fancy space-age PR firms, and now they're getting rid of the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. They're dismantling this country, Pat. Everything we warn people about, I have this professor and top lawyer out of D.C. on in the last hour, and she said, we are in a dictatorship. This is a mainstream person. She says they're taking over.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't think there's much doubt. One of your guests last year, Don DeGrand-Bray, talked about that. And, of course, he had like 30 years' experience from the Pentagon.
Let's take a call. Let's talk to Fred. Fred, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Philadelphia, the Cradle of Liberty.
Welcome.
Okay. Pat, I wanted to ask you, or Alex, talk about the video that was leaked from either police intelligence or a law enforcement person to a reporter in the Midwest area, and was later seized in a raid on the reporter's house, where I do not believe he was ever charged.
That was a videotape of the truck bomb going off of McVeigh with a Middle Easterner. He had it, and then that was grabbed. Pat, I remember that report. That was mainstream news about a year ago, the Associated Press, but I don't remember the name of the reporter.
I thought perhaps he was speaking of the sheriff's office video that showed the removal of the unexploded bombs.
No, I think Richardson might be the name of the reporter. I'm not sure.
Well, that's the problem. I mean, it's an orgy of evidence. We cover this stuff every day.
It was the subject of a lawsuit that the gentleman wanted to, there's another party that wanted to get a hold of that as a piece of evidence, another media person. And then,
well, I've had the lawyers on who've done two lawsuits. One of the lawyers knew about Oklahoma before it even happened.
Yeah.
And they've been suing for years, and they declared national security on the surveillance camera tapes of OKC.
Yeah. But just basically the substance of that video, isn't there a lot of evidence in one or more videos of a large horizontal flame or fire at the base of the building right before the blast?
Well, again, all I know from the AP article a year ago, and thanks for the call, was that just type in the headline, reporter's home raided, OKC tape confiscated, that should pop up for you. And we never really heard what happened. They just said that he did indeed have this video. Pat?
Well, there's another evidence of the ongoing cover-up, Alex, because the case is over. All the guys are convicted. There's no reason for them to suppress this evidence anymore. Period.
Except it shows our friends.
Except to protect their own. That's correct.
Yes. John in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I have a question. I've never heard this brought up by one person in my whole life, and it was my stepfather. He was the superintendent of mines, Amex Mines in Missouri, and he knew a lot about mining. He's a very smart man. And he made the comment, and it stuck with me forever. He was in the kitchen watching this thing when it happened. He said, "That's the most preposterous thing I've ever heard of, John. You cannot phone your knife, trait won't explode unless you pack it way back in a hole and rock. Just phone it, just burn. You have to really, really, really contain it to get it to explode. So they can't be used like that. The only way, only useful purpose of it is to pack it back in rock."
Well, I mean, you can. They pack it in barrels, and it does work in trucks. The problem is it's very unstable and blows up usually on your way there. And on top of it, top generals, experts have looked at this. The blast signature was the building blown out across the street.
Right.
Pat?
Well, as part of the article, in the future articles, will contain the concerning the cover-up of the cover-up, even the new museum, which is just a farce.
Yeah, stay there, John. Stay there, Pat. Let's talk about that. After this break, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. And don't forget, PatShannon.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, InfoWars.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We have a moral responsibility, but it's even more than that, it's about survival, to expose who's behind terrorism. You know, Hitler firebombs his own Capitol building to declare martial law. Putin blows up buildings to blame it on his enemies and take people's freedoms. Our government does it. We have official government plans, like Operation Northwoods, where they explain why they want to do this. And then you look at the facts, In every one of these big events, the feds are all over it. And it's very, very serious. John in Oklahoma, you're talking about ammonium nitrate. Actually, that's covered in my film. That's covered in Pat's film. That's been covered. That, you know, columns further back got knocked off. The building was blown out. Pieces of it on top buildings across the street. They removed unexploded bombs inside. Pat Shannon, what's, from your years of study of this, what's the clearest picture of why some of those bombs didn't go off?
I don't know. I don't know why they didn't go off. We just know that they did not. And they were hauled out at about 10:30 that morning, an hour and a half after the incident. All the rescue was stopped and ceased until afternoon. I even got on video the Governor Frank Keating talking about that they'd found these unexploded bombs, and all these bombs carry signatures, and as soon as we are able to examine this, we'll be able to tell you exactly.
Very sophisticated device.
Pardon?
Called it a very sophisticated device.
That's correct. Yeah, that's right. Well, now in the museum, is what I call, you know, furthering cover-up of the cover-up. They've refuted their own evidence, Alex. They've got Venetian blinds that were actually hanging in the actual windows, and they're blown out. You know, explain to me, you know, how you got a bomb on the street. Must have been a suck bomb, as one guy called it, you know, to suck these Venetian blinds out the window as it did. It's just some of the absurd things that they want to sell us. But that's one of the powers of a propaganda machine and television. They can do it.
Let's take a call. John in New York. John, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, hi. I have a question. I'm pretty sure about 5 or 6 months ago, I was listening, I'm 99% sure, to the Power Hour, and she was interviewing someone who was at the execution of Tim McVeigh, and I remember her stating, I think she was a reporter for one of the papers or something. That
would be the lady from the Chicago Tribune who commented that she didn't think he was dead. He appeared to still be breathing.
Right, okay, all right, you know about that. Oh, okay, I just wasn't aware.
There was another reporter from the Indianapolis Star Tribune who said that.
Okay, no, I didn't hear. I only heard it the one time, and I tried to search for it, and I couldn't find it again. But I'm almost sure it was on that show. But
well, there were some other suspicious things going on with that execution. They flew in an expert, yet Terre Haute, Indiana Federal Penitentiary is state-of-the-art.
It's an execution center.
Yeah, that's right. And so why did they need to bring in an expert with different chemicals?
Because I know that she said also, she said, well, you know that already, but she said that they took the body out, would let nobody look at it, and I think they cremated him kind of like quick.
Well, after getting, or at least publicly saying that he requested that.
Okay.
Do you think McVeigh's still alive? I mean, there were a lot of prominent mainstream reporters that said as they took him out, his stomach was rising and falling.
Right. That's what I hear.
What do you think, Pat?
Well, I can't say. I did an Musings article. It's on my website. It's archived under my Musings, where I interviewed Craig Roberts, who's another private investigator in Oklahoma with quite experience.
Yeah, Colonel Craig Roberts.
Yes, and I commented then that I didn't believe it. And by the time I got through interviewing him, I saw how it could have been possible, so they can read it there.
How what could be possible?
That McVeigh was still alive.
Oh, yeah, they do that all the time. I mean, the CIA has staged the death of thousands of Special Forces officers, and they give them new identities, plastic surgery. That's admitted.
Right, but my contention was that McVeigh was better off to them dead than alive. And Colonel Roberts showed me how I may not have been correct on that.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you so much for the call, John, in New York. We've got next hour Daniel Hopsinger coming on to talk about his incredible work in exposing the guy that's going to be our new Homeland Security Fuhrer. Pat Shannon, I want to get you back up soon, my friend.
Okay, thanks very much. I'll be traveling this month and doing some other investigation on the Oklahoma thing, and we can, if you want to, when you finish the book, why don't you have your lovely Violet let me know.
All right, my friend.
All right.
Godspeed to you. We'll be back with the third hour of Transmission. Stay with us.
Introduce